Hi, it's Mac. It's McCoggan here on Audio Boo, Saturday 13th of December. Exactly. If I can get my wrist watch to appear. 3:35 PM. Heading home, back through the park again. Just crossed the wee wooden bridge, the first one. Council's done a fantastic job of the jackdaws are beginning to collect for the mass roosting for the evening. So the council's done a fantastic job of clearing half the bridge. So one side all the way through is clear, and the other side still treacherous sheet ice. And considering that this is a path that's used by so many people, old folk, mothers with their kiddies and buggies heading to the surgery up the town, it's a ridiculous situation. I should warn you, this is going to be probably a wee bit of a rant because I've some things to get off my chest. Now, I've just come past probably the first 50 yards and the path is now completely ice everywhere. No salt, no grit. They've came in with the stuff to the lamppost, to the third lamppost, and stopped. So I'm going to walk on the grass, because that is just deadly stuff. And I'm getting too old to follow my bahuki. It hurts too much now. Danger of walking in the grass, of course. Yeah, you got it. You might pick up something undesirable on your shoes. Okay. So, we were down at Falkirk. It's a market town. In fact, Falkirk was the major market town all the way back when the Hielanders would bring their cattle from up north, up the Highlands, even from Skye and the Outer Isles. They would get them across the water by whatever means, whether they had to swim, or I doubt they had boats to do anything, to swim their cattle across the waters to the mainland and trek them. There's famous trails that come down through Scotland if you go looking for them. And they all led down, not to Stirling, which many people consider the big town, the big market town, although it was, and it's famous for its castle, but Falkirk was actually the centre of market communication, if you like, way back in the day. It's still a lovely town, you know, and it has fantastic views to the north, to the Ochle Hills and towards Stirling, Wallace's monument, which sticks up like a prominent finger into the air, and of course the yellow colour of part of Stirling Castle. So it really is a lovely town. It's still a lovely town, but of course it's modernised. But what I wanted to talk about was, we went down and we did end up in the High Church. It's not High Church, it's not called the High Church, but it's the main church in the centre of the town, which usually has quite a lot of events going on through the year. And today, because getting near Christmas, they had an indoor craft fair market thing with some stalls outside. But the main thing was, they had tea, coffee, soup, three varieties, cakes, all kinds of nice things at good prices. So, because it was such a cold, dreich day, I hauled my wife in there. She didn't fight, by the way. She was desperate for a cup of tea, so I went in there. It was great, and I recorded some sounds there, 5 or 6 minutes on the iPhone. Yes, horrible sound, but I'll load that later. But we did enjoy that. But what I was going to talk about was the ignorance of a lot of people when streets and shops are busy. You know, you try to be the decent citizen and, you know, give way. I mean, I'm 64 going on 65, and we still give way to elders. We were brought up that way. You know, if someone comes towards you, they don't need to be older than you, but what I'm saying is, if they're obviously older than you, we get to give way at doorways, or if it's a busy passageway in a store, you know, stand to the side and on you go. That's the expression, on you go. And we've been brought up with that. And nowadays, it seems to be that age doesn't have any respect. People of all ages younger than us, and I guess some that are ages with us, are just damn ignorant. You know, they never give way. They breach through, they block doorways, they push old folk to the side. We witnessed it so many times a day. I mean, it's not just the day, but because we've done a bit of shopping today, we noticed it so much more. And youngsters sprawled across the shopping mall seats, benches, with their mobile devices, feet up on the, or some even couples lying, yes, lying on them, and all these old folk probably desperate to get a seat. It's just ignorance. It's a damn shame. Losing that respect for your elders, as they say. Pardon me. Apart from that, what else was I going to rant about? Well, it's not really a rant. These are more observations than anything, actually. Because as we walk through Marks and Sparks, as we call it, Marks and Spencers, which we do pretty much every time we come out of the shop mall, we cut through Marks and Spencers, have a wee gander in there. And from the moment I walked in, I don't know why, it's been there, it's been obvious to me for so long, so many years. But I was looking at the mannequins, and kids on sleds, great to see. Oh my god, that takes me back. I wish I could still do that. It would hurt a lot. Now I'm onto the second bridge and I'm holding on. I'm like an old buddy here. I'm like some old geriatric, frightened to fall on their bahookie. And this next bit will be particularly treacherous. So, if you hear a thump, it's me going down because I have to turn 120 degrees. Yep, down onto the grass. Passing a half bottle of empty Buckfast. Got some nice crunchy snow now. So anyway, as I was saying, I noticed these mannequins. First of all, the lady mannequins, adorned with the latest fashions for this time of year. Slacks, trousers, onesies, jumpers, pullovers, all kinds of things. And then as we progressed in through the mail department, hi there. A bit bitter again today, eh? This. Hello pal, how are you doing? Just glad to get out, eh? Central heat will kill him. No with that coat right now. Aye. So we progressed from there to the mail department, and I noticed the same thing. All the mannequins, and the ladies for example, and I queried my wife about this, so she gave me an idea of sizes. All these mannequins are lovely. I've got beautiful figures. Obviously, lithesome, youthsome. Probably from a 16 to 18 year old, based on a 16 to 18 year old slim build girl, lady, whatever you want. And in the men's department, it was exactly the same. It was all mannequins that are super fit and lithe. But when you pass lingerie department for the ladies with the brassieres. I love the way the Americans say that, the brassieres, and in the panties and all the other kind of stuff. It's the same. It's these fantastic youthful figures. Now, while I was looking at this, my wife was having a wee gander at some clothes. I looked round about and I thought, look at the people that's in this store. Look at the people that's going by. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to count the number of women who go by me by the time you get to the front of the store that I can see that have a similar figure to those mannequins. Trust me, I couldn't have counted it on one hand, and the store was extremely busy. So why don't they put mannequins out to reflect the heights and the waists and the figures of the people that they're trying to sell these to? Because this, let's say this skirt and top looks fantastic on this mannequin. So a woman of a certain age, isn't that a great expression? Women of a certain age. Thinks this is beautiful, takes it home, puts it on and goes, oh, well, it doesn't look as good at me as it did in the mannequin. Well, of course it's not. So why are they not realistic? I know people are going to say to me, because that's how they sell the stuff. But does that mean that the buyers are blinded by the fact that they don't have a figure like that, you know? That I'll look as good as that if I buy that dress. Wait a minute, that's a 10, possibly a 12. Now, what do I mean? Oh, I'm in 16, 18, whatever. You know, and that's no reflection on any figure, size, male, female, or whatever. But why do they do that? And why don't they be realistic? Because very, very few people, especially the people, if you like, that shop in places like Marks and Spencer's, it's not exactly the young generation, is it, who tend to shop in Next or, what's the other ones, Cruise or Bank, all these kind of stores. You could understand the mannequins there because, although not every young person has got a figure like that, of course, but there's a damn sight more chance that they will have a figure like that, especially because they're young. You know, I remember the figure I used to have when I was, before I got married. Yeah, God, I was a fit lad. But I was only 5'6" and a half. And it still wouldn't have looked as good as me on this 5'10" slim-built male mannequin. But anyway, so why do they do that? Yes, I know, it's to do with sales, but I still can't figure out the sense behind it. If very few people have that type of figure or that structure of the body, that the height, the stature. Yes, I know. And even my wife pointed out this, and if you excuse me for saying this, she says, look at all the female mannequins. She says, look at the breast size on that. And she told me, she says, that's a 32 or something, whatever. Not that I have anything to do with that. And she says, oh, how many women have got a breast that size? So there you go. You know, not just I drew her attention to it, but then she began to look and pick out faults with various things as we went through the stores. So it's just observations. It's just a chance for me to get it off my chest. Just to have a wee rant. Why not? It's Christmas, I can rant all the heck I like. So we did have a good time down there. It was a wee break away from the doors for my wife in particular. I've been out and about this week doing various things, but because the weather has been so bad and particularly treacherous the past 3 or 4 days, where even getting out the front door and getting over to the car this morning going to Falkirk was absolutely deadly. So getting her down to Falkirk and getting her a walk around the precinct, shop mall, and for a tea, coffee, things like that. And we drive down and drive up, because we always take the back roads, never use the main roads unless we're forced to. And you get peace to enjoy the run, to enjoy the scenery, and to have a wee blither without having to concentrate on the wheeling traffic round about you. So anyway, that was that. I'm sure I had something else to write about, but it's completely escaped my memory, which is not unusual at this time. Everything escapes my memory. So there you go. And it's getting dark now. It's not dark, but it really is. It's closing in very, very quickly. I can't wait till the 21st of December to the shortest day, the longest night, when from then on the days will be stretching, and instead of adding nighttime lighting by the half hour on a regular basis, I'll be decreasing the lighting by the same margins from that point on. And that's a great turning point for me. When the shortest day, longest night has come and gone, everything's on the up from then. You know, I said something to my wife today. This is just something that jumped in my mind. We were talking about buying presents and all the things we used to do when we had the kids, 4 children, and when I used to buy my wife presents and I'd buy the kids presents. I mean, not the main presents, that came out the family purse, as it were, but I always would like to buy the kids a wee present just for their dad. And as we were walking back towards the car today in Falkirk, and I noticed, you know, people in buying stuff, and I said, you know, I really miss Christmas now. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, I used to have that bit of excitement, thinking about what could I buy you and what could I buy the kids. Planning and doing a bit of research and try to draw something out of them by a clue as to what they might actually like without actually asking them outright. And then going and trying to find something like that in the shops on my own time when they didn't know I was secretly looking for wee presents for them and buying my wife nice presents. And I said, I miss all that, because the kids have all gone now. They're all growing up, and the youngest is 30. And they've got their own lives, etc. Yeah, of course we still keep in touch with cards and whatever. But I miss all that. And she didn't understand. She says, but it's easier now, isn't it? And I says, yeah, because for the past number of years, all I do is I just give her money. Because I've bought her all the things, she doesn't need anything else. And she said to me so many times, she said, don't buy me a present, because I probably won't use it. I probably won't wear it. And you're wasting your money. Whereas if you give me the money, which she's perfectly happy with, she says, I'll go and buy myself something, especially in the January sales. So that's been the logic for a number of years now. But it dawned on me in the day that something's missing out of Christmas for me. And it's that wee bit. That wee bit of treasure hunting. And also wrapping the presents. You put money in a money envelope and a nice Christmas card or two and hand it to my wife and say, Merry Christmas, dear. But I miss that gift, giving those wee gifts, whatever it were, wrapping them up secretly in my room, hiding them away and writing out the wee gift tags and watching their faces and her face as they unravelled the package. And I used to kid them on, because I used to, if something was small and square, I'd wrap it up so big that it looked like a football. Things like that, and then you could see the frustration as layer after layer to get down to what was the actual present. I love doing that. And I miss it. And it's one of the reasons now that Christmas isn't as exciting for me. You know, I actually plan to do some audio on Christmas through the years, and I'll still do that, so I didn't really intend to include that at the end of this audio video, but there you have it. But I'll do more on that, because there's a lot more to what Christmas meant to me through the years. So there you go, home again. I'm slipping all over the place in the drive. So, safely home, no damage, no wet bum. Speak again soon.